7:44 Today FM, Husey, Ed and Aaron. Yes, we're going to send you to New York City to see JT live in concert. Here's the song. I'm bringing sexy back. Oh, you hear that played in full before 9 a.m. You give us a call. You go along. You'll see the tour.
Yeah, you'll certainly go to New York, won't you?
Well, yes. You're certainly going to New York. All right.
Most likely the tour will continue to
I mean,
happen.
You know, the odds he'll are it lesson. Will continue. People have come back from he far worse. As you say lesson. To me often, Bill Cosby is still touring.
Oh, I don't say that.
Wow.
Sorry, was that an offense?
So, hard segue, but tell you who else is bringing sexy back, and that is 82-year-old
Mate, you've got to be clear when you don't want me to repeat stuff on air, okay? It's not always obvious to me.
Oh, I something would have thought that one was pretty. Can we? I'm trying to move on. May I move on? I'm trying.
Please do.
So, who else is bringing sexy back? John Singleton, 82-year-old billionaire entrepreneur, front page of the Daily Telegraph, trying to woo Erin Mullen with a prize filly. He's bought her a horse. He's bought her a racehorse. She's sitting in a Mercedes, legs crossed at this stage.
And it is crossed. Why would they be open?
Can we just straighten up here for a second?
She started it.
Now.
Okay.
Look, the fact is, tongues are wagging in Sydney. There's absolutely no doubt about that. They were already wagging a bit, but now they're going to be wagging so much. This is the front of the highest selling newspaper in Sydney.
In the country.
Yeah, in the country. It's a big... But we're focused on Sydney,
yeah,
right?
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, right.
I get it.
It's a big story.
Well, I don't know why you didn't pick up on it. I blame you, Husey, because the breadcrumbs have been there. If you claim to be paying attention to Erin Mullen like you say you are, then you would have known
really
that this
point.
Was coming. What about?
I'm not going to cop that. I knew it was coming. I have kept this under wraps because I respect people's private lives.
I am notoriously private.
Well, then the press should have got onto it because John Singo Singleton, when he bought this horse and in the winter sales on the Gold Coast, said this.
You going to race in her alone or are you putting any friends in with her?
No, I'd race on my own.
Race on your own? No one else to argue with?
No, well, Erin Mullen's trying to buy a share in it, but she's not offering enough.
So he threw that out from nowhere.
One. Breadcrumb two.
Give us another one.
Erin Mullen's hit Sky show. Erin, 5 p.m. Friday Thank nights on so Sky much. News. John Singo Singleton was on and this happened.
What about Divorced at Second Sight? It's a TV show that you're floating around at the moment. You're looking for networks to pick it up.
I'll ask you if you'd like to be in it.
Well, I mean, it's very tempting offer. It would depend on the rules.
So there's shared laughter. There's a shared sense of humour there. There's people who are, we know. Look, Erin, I'm going to put my cards on the table. I know that you and him are friends. We know that.
Of course.
But as the newspaper's speculating, is he trying to woo you is the question. Because they're saying he is trying to woo you. Is John Singo Singleton, billionaire, great guy, lad about town, recently divorced, trying to woo Erin Mullen?
I think you're going to have to ask John Singleton that, Husey.
Well, that is a yes then.
No, it's not a yes. I met John through, actually, no, I kind of knew him beforehand, but Dad, he loved Dad. He looked up to Dad and thought Dad was incredible, as most people did. And so I've always had a real soft spot for Singo. He's incredible. He's a super smart, super successful, amazing guy who I find really, really interesting. And he came on my Sky show and then a couple of days later did this. But he does this stuff all the time. Like, I don't think we should read too much into it as in I'm special because he's done this. Like, I know a few people that he's had different horses with and he's an incredible guy. Right. He's a beautiful soul. Nice. And I really... Oh, for God's sake. I really enjoy his company. He's great fun. He's just a really good guy.
All right. Here's a direct quote from him. I prefer to race all my horses with friends. It doubles the enjoyment. I love and enjoy Erin's intellect, talent, and sense of humour. That sounds to me like someone who wants to sit and watch sunsets with that other person. I think
he said that before, you know. Did you quote him on purpose?
What's he said?
Because he said he wants someone to look at sunsets with. That was two marriages ago.
One marriage ago.
Nah.
That was the last one.
So, all right, Erin. At this point, there's nothing going on.
He's my friend.
It's safe to say there's nothing going on.
We are great mates.
You, Aaron, all right, here we go. Can I get a drum roll?
Oh, for God's sake. I'm looking for someone to help me here, please.
Do you completely rule out a romantic relationship with Singo? Do you completely rule it out? Rule it out. Do you?
He is a great friend of mine.
It's a mic drop moment.
What do you mean?
There was a chance there to say no.
Well, no, because I'm not like, do you want me to rule out? Okay, I'll rule out Putin as well and Kim Jong. I'm going to rule out though. Like, I can't rule out everyone.
Well, we assume that you ruled out Putin and Kim Jong.
But why?
To be honest, I shouldn't rule out anyone at this stage of my life, okay?
As was said in Dumb and Dumber, I think.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There is a chance. You're saying there's a chance? There's a chance.
We are great friends.
There's a chance.
She will not deny there's a chance. Erin Mullen refuses to deny there's a chance.
This is fantastic.
You can say that about anyone. You can say that about Albo. You can say it about John Howard. You can say it about anyone.
What they used to say is
I don't have time to go through and rule out every person.
Third time's a charm, but what about eighth time?
This would be his eighth marriage. Everyone knows that's the one that sticks.
Eight is enough.
Can we ask?
Isn't a TV show eight is enough?
Yeah, it is. Can we ask about the age gap? Because Erin Mullen, a spring chicken at 40, he's a spring chicken at 82. Is anyone in an age gap relationship or has been in an age gap relationship?
I'll put my hand up.
Here we go.
Our age gap, me and my wife's age gap is 9.5 years.
Never been stronger.
We're still together.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Imagine.
Can anyone beat 9.5 years?
13, 10, 60. Lines are open. The family passes to Taronga Zoo are on offer here. 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. Maybe it was a relationship. It was good while it lasted. Age gaps. Have you been in an age gap relationship? Are you in one? How's it going? Is it a yes or a no from you?
How close can we get to 42 years?
Yeah, if you got it, put the phone on
can
with their carer.
Can anyone get above 10?
Yeah, anyone
we'll take above 10, I reckon.
13, 10, 60, lines are open. Age gap relationships today, fam.